Hey guys, it's Fawcast time. What's going on? Happy Thursday. I'm excited. It's Women's Basketball Media Day. Pumped up, going up to Ames later on today.
Had that one on my calendar.
Why are you being sarcastic about women's basketball, Mark? I love women's basketball.
Hey, I know a lot of people do. I'm not one of them, but
you have a daughter.
Teach their own.
You should take your daughter up to some games.
We could do that.
We should take our daughters.
Yeah.
Adam won't go because he's sexist and he just won't support it.
But. Yeah. Man, I've tried to like it.
I love it.
It's not like I've not tried. I've watched games
it's
before.
Genuinely one of my favorite things about Iowa State is that program. I love it.
I like it's a different atmosphere. I've been up to a couple girls' games.
So
not many,
much fun.
But it's way different than the men's atmosphere. I mean, if you want to take the kids up there, it's a good
great.
Time.
Yeah, and you don't get...
Chris, have you ever gone to a Iowa State women's NCAA tournament game on the road before?
No.
Have you ever traveled to a game? I have. So
okay.
Before you sit here and call me sexist...
Well, you are sexist.
I am?
Yeah.
Since when?
Birth.
The day I met you.
You're such a dickhead. Unbelievable. I like watching Iowa State women's basketball. Media Day, there's no way you're excited for Media Day.
No, I am. I love it because it's...
Do you like any Media Day, basketball, football? Do you actually enjoy those days?
Yeah, because I like the change of seasons and stuff. It's the same reason why I like seasonal beer, because I like change. I like different. And that's kind of like this. It's like, oh, great. Now we get to start writing about basketball, too. This is fun.
Yeah.
That's why I like it.
Does any good, useful information come out on these? Because it usually seems like the players are pretty coached up.
Well, that's because you're just watching, like, the big stuff with cameras in front of them. What you do is you wait till all the cameras are gone, and then you go up and you talk to Monte Morris one-on-one.
Why don't you report any of that stuff, then, any of the good stuff?
Well, we do.
He says off the record.
You're seeing, like, on Cyclones TV or even, like, when our cameras are there for the CFT, that's not the good stuff. Like, that is the coach speak.
That's Tiger Woods speak.
What you got to do is you got to go, like, today, you go catch Coach Finley once he's done talking to everybody else, and you get him in the corner and you say, Coach, and you do that with Prohm. Like, you can't do it when everybody else is around. That's what I always try and coach our staff to do. Like, don't write the same crap the register's writing. Nobody else wants to read that.
You gotta stand out.
They want, do something different.
Is Finley going to be – how much is he going to be asked the question about Nicky Moody?
I doubt much today because there's really nothing new.
Yeah.
There's nothing new. It's all in the courts. He can't say anything. And I don't think it's like the – he may be asked about it. I don't know. I don't think it's really an appropriate stage, though, because it's just – there's nothing new. We all know that.
Sure.
He can't say anything. We know that. Really, the only reason you're doing that is to kind of be a dick today.
So somebody will ask the question then.
Marty will be up there standing right next to him.
John Sears will be up there for sure.
Stop it. I love Sears.
Well, it's fine. Why
would you throw Sears under the bus?
Because Sears asks douchey Iowa State questions.
Does he?
Absolutely.
Was there a greater moment, in the last few years, was there a greater moment than when Marty was
You don't understand his job. Like, his job is to
ask douchey Iowa State questions.
John's job is to get a very basic cut that will appeal to a television audience.
It's vanilla. It's vanilla news.
Correct. They're not trying to do
third-string
middle linebacker
like
we are.
Your team has sucked for the last 3 years. Will you continue to suck this year? Great question, John. I appreciate you bringing that up.
Yeah. I'm going to bring John in here, see if he'd talk shit to his face.
I'm not talking shit. I'm just saying he has douchey questions.
That's exactly what you're doing.
You just said that I'm sexist, and I can't say that he has douchey questions.
Why would you bring John into it?
I'm just talking about people that have bad questions.
He just seems like a nice young man to me.
He is.
I'm not saying he's not a nice young man. He's a Hawk fan.
Just throw him under the bus.
What are you doing ripping on him?
Did you watch the Al Mozart interview? I think it's a fair statement to say that he asked poor Iowa State questions.
All right, what question did he ask? Give me an example.
Man.
I didn't see.
It was a joke?
Yes. That whole thing was a joke.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're saying
media shill.
It was.
You're saying Gray doesn't understand sarcasm then. It was a sarcastic interview.
Charter, go pull up the Al Mozart High
School.
Charter,
you worked with Murph. You know how those guys work. Everything's sarcasm over there.
Is he the same guy that said Cyclones in a news broadcast?
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Did he or did he not?
Did he? I don't know.
He did.
I'm glad that
he did.
Great podcast start. Adam throwing one of my friends under the bus.
Hey, you
good media partner of ours in Channel 13.
He doesn't listen anyway.
Who invites us on their RVTV, and Adam just comes on here and craps
all over.
I've met
him. He seems like a really nice guy, but I
have
to
get behind his back, you come on your podcast, and you just start trashing.
He can come in here. I'll say it to his face. I have no problem with it. You did just call me sexist. I do want a public apology for that.
No. Prove to me that you're not sexist. Don't give me that look when I say women's basketball, and I won't say that.
See, that's like the reverse of that. That's like prove to me that God exists. That's hard to do, you know. I think it lies with Chris to prove that he's actually sexist versus someone proving they're not.
It's like a Hillary attack ads right here going on.
Yeah. Do you have one piece of solid proof that he's sexist that you can?
I gave you the look because you said you're excited for Women's Media Day.
I am.
Media Day to me is so boring.
Maybe he's just excited to be around women. It's usually men in his line of work.
I am excited. I like media days. They're fun. You get to see a bunch of people that you haven't seen for a long time.
At least treat it like Super Bowl Media Day where they have some fun with it, you know? It's like not serious questions at media
Most
day.
Most of the time
it's,
it,
like,
it's not serious,
you know?
Stuff. I mean, because you've got, like, the thing about it is, I mean, the first game isn't until, like, a month. So, like, you kind of got to pace yourself as far as preseason stuff to write, you know? Yeah. These media days happen so quickly anymore. It used to be they would happen right before the season. Now it's, I mean, it's like there's like a giant race for all these programs to see who can go first and get the most headlines. So that's a little frustrating. I didn't even know Iowa's men's basketball was yesterday. Like, we're getting ready to go on the air, and I see all these guys tweeting about it. I'm like, oh, crap.
I mean, nobody cares right now. We got baseball playoffs, and we're in the middle of football season. Do you care about basketball right now?
Well,
is that on your radar?
I think they start practice. I think, dude, men's basketball media day is next week, and the people clicking on that will be insane.
When November comes around, start to think about basketball a little bit.
Like, we've done just a few quick basketball things, and, like, the appetite and on our website for that is insane right now.
Have they released Big 12 predictions yet? No,
that's next week.
Next week coming out. Where will Iowa State be?
I'm guessing second or third.
That's not bad.
I would vote them second. Behind Kansas.
They're going to be fourth, and you're going to write an article about how they're disrespected.
I don't think they'll be fourth. I think they'll be second or third. My guess is probably third.
Kansas, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Iowa State.
I don't think Oklahoma will be third.
They shouldn't be, but I'm just
I don't think
guess.
They will be. I think especially with Monte, I think Naz coming back is a big deal.
Matt.
I mean, I really do think that Iowa State will be ahead of Oklahoma. I don't know about West Virginia. That's kind of the wild card to me. Yeah. I would put Iowa State ahead of West Virginia. Yeah. To me, Iowa State is a safe second. And I'm usually the guys like, tap the brakes, put them at fifth, and we'll see. Let them. But these guys are proven, and I think Prohm's going to really like coaching this guard-oriented team. And I think the big guys they brought in it's the perfect mix because none of them really care about scoring.
Who's the starting five as of right now?
Crap.
Nazareth.
So you've got Monte, Naz, Matt.
Mm-hmm. Holden.
I'm going to say Holden will be at the five.
Yep.
And then probably Deontay because he's had a – I wouldn't have said Deontay at the end of last year, but, like, I talked to Coach Prohm, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and he was just – he couldn't stop. It reminded me of Abdul Nader's offseason last year. Well, he's been telling me about Deontay.
Just like Nader, we know they got the talent. I mean, the talent was never an issue.
Correct. That's the first time I brought that comparison up in my mind, but I think it makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah.
Because last year, like, that's all we heard about Abdul was, like, this guy kind of had a bad reputation. Like, he and Steve came in. He's like, why?
Yeah.
And that's – Burton's just been like a totally new dude.
Just need consistency out of him. You don't need like a 20-point blow-up game. You just need a solid 10 points a game, 6 rebounds.
I kind of like Deontay off the bench too because he could be a really cool spark. Who else could be a candidate for the four? I don't have a roster or anything.
Bowie?
I think Bowie will be I think he's kind of like the forgotten about guy. I think he'll probably be better than most people think too. People forget he was averaging 14 a game before he – got hurt at Northern Illinois.
Simeon Carter, not ready yet.
No.
Lard obviously isn't here.
No.
Kasongo's got to sit out. Solomon Young. He's a candidate for the four.
He's a candidate. I don't think he starts, but I think he'll play a lot.
That's it.
So it's got to be Burton.
It's got to be. Unless you think Stu's going to take that job and run with it.
No. Nick Babb.
Nick Babb's not a four.
He's not a four. Donovan will be – God, I can't wait to watch
him. Jacoby Long's not a four.
Donovan's the guy I can't wait to watch.
Me too. Is he 100% healthy?
I don't know.
How about you, Char? Are you excited to see Donovan?
I'm not excited to be talking about basketball right now.
You want to talk about the Cubbies?
they're a bit more relevant at this point.
To you.
To the world.
How about to the people listening to this podcast?
I would say the Cubs are a little bit more relevant right now.
I don't think so.
You know?
I think if you quizzed all of our listeners, 80% of them would rather hear us talk about Iowa State basketball.
Hey, Williams, did you see what game the great Jake Arrieta starting in for the Cubs? Did you see this?
No.
Not the first game. Not the second game, but the third game.
Are the steroids starting to wear off?
I think they might be a little bit.
HGH finally wearing. Did he get tested and he had to?
He must have, or I don't know. Maybe he had a bad reaction when he shot it in his butt. I don't know.
The Cubs are going to lose to the Giants.
Sadly, I wouldn't be shocked if that happened.
I will be cheering for the Cubs. I'm giving Charter crap, but I will be cheering for the Cubs.
It's time for the Cubbies. I mean, the Giants.
For guys like you, I want the Cubs to win. However, the Giants were my World Series pick at the beginning of the year.
The Giants win it literally every other year. this decade.
This even year. That's why I
won. I know. I know.
Wasn't much scientific about it.
I have a childhood buddy who I grew up with. He's won 3 World Series rings now with the Giants.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. 3's enough. You need to take a break for a while.
I mean, that would be their 4th this decade. That's ridiculous.
Charter, what was the question that you asked me right when I came in today?
Oh, the World Series one?
Oh, yeah. Let's discuss this.
So I'm looking at World Series tickets for me and my old man. I did this last year. I bought them, and then obviously the Cubs flamed out against the Mets.
So are you out the money or do you get your money back?
No, full refund. Okay. Full refund. I think – and the strategy, I think, is sound. I think buying them now or close to now – is better than waiting until they've actually made it. Because when they make it, I think people are going to go nuts. And I think the prices will actually go up. But Cubs, if they make the World Series, would have for sure 2 games at home and maybe 3. Games 3, 4, 5 would be in Chicago. So the question becomes, if you're only going to buy tickets to 1 game, do you buy tickets to the sure thing, which is game 4? Or do you buy tickets to a game that would be more likely to be a clinching game, which would be game 5.
Sure thing. Sure thing.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I mean, the chances of them sweeping are, I mean, obviously it's not good, but if you're going to fork up that kind of money and you're excited to go see the Cubs in the World Series, which they haven't been since 1945,
yep.
You got to do the sure thing. If they've been there like 5 times in the last 6 years, yeah, something like that, you know.
I said that what you do is you go to game 4 and you block off like a bunch of days to miss work that week. And you stay in Chicago, and if they're clinching on game 5, it'd be a blast to watch that game in Wrigleyville. And then you're there for the hysteria afterwards as well. So it's the best of both worlds. And you're probably saving some money that way because I'm assuming game 4 is cheaper than game 5.
It might be. So I'm looking at that's not what I wanted to look at. I wanted to see, and I'm sure this is easy to find, but how likely a sweep is. World Series sweeps, Baseball Almanac. I don't think they're that common. The last one was 2012. So since 2000, 2004, 5, 7, and 12 had 4-0 sweeps. So it's been 15 years, and it's happened 4 times. So happened 3 times in the 90s, once in the 80s. So I don't know. 4-0 sweeps aren't all that common.
I would go with the sure thing and then stick around. Make sure you get your hotel booked. And hang. Just hang. In worst case scenario, you just get an extra night in Chicago.
So last year I found a nice hotel. It's like a boutique hotel, but it really wasn't that expensive, and it was probably less than a mile from Wrigley. So it would have been like just be able to walk down to the game, not worry about parking, which would obviously be insane.
That hotel we stayed in at the Sweet 16 was awesome.
Yes, it was. The Chicago Athletic Association Hotel?
Dude, that check into that hotel. It's down on Michigan, but it was phenomenal.
That was like, an old athletic club?
Yes.
That was one of the coolest hotels I've ever stayed in.
Yeah, well, it was unique and very different. They had a basketball court, like an old school basketball court. Did you go check it out with the track running around top of it?
Did you dunk? Did you throw down?
Dunk.
I used to be able to throw down some serious dunks until I tore my Achilles.
So speaking of pricing, I was telling Chris before we started some of the pricing on StubHub. It's just absolutely ridiculous. But what is the maximum amount of dollars that you would pay for one ticket to any sporting event, and what would that be? For Chris, maybe it's the Vikings and the Super Bowl. I don't know.
See, I would rather go to a Vikings NFC championship game because it would be at home. Yeah. The Super Bowl is just such a sterile atmosphere. It's so commercialized. I don't even think I'd want to. If the Vikings are in the Super Bowl, I'd probably want to have a – I've always dreamt of having a Williams Vikings Super Bowl party at my house.
What about the Vikings in the Super Bowl at home? Because that's possible.
Now, that would be epic.
That would be possible.
That would be really cool. Part of me, though, this is the loser mentality that I live with every day. Like, I don't know if I'd even want to do that because I know that they wouldn't win. And I know how, like, sad and
their
angry.
Their fifth loss.
I know how sad and angry I would be and just depleted if they lost and I was there. Because, I mean, Gray saw me after the Blair Walsh kick last year. That was bad, but, like, I knew that even if they had won, they weren't going to win the Super Bowl that year, right? You're just kind of like, oh, we're going to live to see another day.
Yep.
But when Favre threw that game in the NFC Championship game at St. Louis, not St. Louis, New Orleans, I was thinking St. Louis because the Braves infield fly has been fresh on my mind here the last 24 hours.
Yep.
Like, I mean, I wasn't myself for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
When Gary Anderson missed that kick in 1998, like, I
just want to throw up.
I mean, I was a suicidal 14-year-old boy.
Yeah.
So I don't think, man, I live in fear. Vikings NFC Championship game at home.
So hypothetically, though, I don't think you'd pay more to see that than you would pay to see Iowa State in a national championship.
I would rather, because Iowa State as a community means so much more to me, I would rather see Iowa State win a national title than.
So how much? What's your max amount you would ever pay for one ticket to that event, assuming they were all really expensive?
Honestly, $1,000
What would you
just
do,
being at a game live isn't enough for me. Like, I'd rather, it's more to me about, like, the people I'm around than it is being there.
Yeah.
$1,000 tops.
What would you do, Gray?
To go to an Iowa State or to
whatever your prime sporting event is? The
there's a lot of variables here, right? I mean, how good are the seats?
Yeah, there's a lot of variables.
Just the ticket itself.
Yeah.
For a good seat, I'd probably, national championship Iowa State, I'd probably pay $1,000-$1,500 somewhere around there. Yeah. You'd pay five times that.
Well, that number's different for everybody. Yeah. You know, that number's different for everybody. For me, but, like, keep in mind too, you have to put the Cubs, and you would obviously for Iowa State if they ever got to that point. But you have to put the Cubs in historical context.
And the Vikings.
You know, at least the Vikings were in the Super Bowl in what, the 70s?
Not in my lifetime.
Okay, so Cubs haven't been to the World Series since 1945.
You know what? I take it back. I don't think I would spend $1,000 tops for Iowa State, because now you can watch it at home, you can party, you can celebrate just the same.
You know what I mean, though? Like, if it's way to me more about the people you're with.
I agree.
Yeah.
So this actually, I'm going to transition this question over here. I asked this to my brothers as we're watching the Ryder Cup. How much would you pay to play golf with one of the best golfers in the world, Tiger, Rory, Jason Day, Phil, at one of the nicest courses in the world? To me, I would pay more for that experience than Iowa State, just because, A, I'm playing in it. It's more unique, one-on-one. I'd pay more for something like that.
I would rather, swear to God, I would rather Rory come play Grandview with me.
So you can hack it around and watch him.
No, because I
watch him shoot 59.
I've always said that to Bloom.
You just want to see how they tear up a
course.
Just
watch
like
them carve up like a course that I struggle with.
Yeah.
Because I suck. I played golf 3 times this year, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I would love to see, like, what Phil Mickelson, you know, he's driving, like, the every par 4.
Hole 1, you're hitting the driver short of the green. He's hitting a 4-iron.
Yeah. I would right love to see that. I think it'd be epic.
Questions like that, though, you're right, they're hard to answer because it's relative to what's happening at the time, right? So if I just came off a crappy month, my answer is going to be one thing. If I just came off a month that was awesome, then my answer is going to be completely different. But if I had the opportunity to go play with, you know, Spieth or Rory, I wouldn't want to play with Tiger Woods, honestly. But
unless he's telling old
stories. Well, yeah, if he's telling me stories, you bet. If I get open Tiger, then I would do that.
Perkins, but,
you know,
waitress stories.
On the right month, I mean, that's again, that's a once-in-a-lifetime type opportunity. Would I pay $10,000 for that? Probably. But again, that'd be off a good month. I'm like, all right, yeah, that's fine. Because what happens in this business, not just to me, but to many people, is you start to quantify things in terms of deals. That's the way it works. So if I go to Vegas, which we're going next week, and I'm like,
oh, really? I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, I'm going to spend, you know, if I say I'm going to spend $5,000 or whatever, I don't think of it in terms of $5,000. I think of it in terms of one deal. All right, so when I get back, I need to go get a deal
to make
that money back.
I get it.
That's the way that we view the world as real estate agents. So. And that's jaded and stupid, but that's just the way it goes.
How's the market?
Slow right now. A little bit slow.
Slower than, like,
I mean, relatively speaking compared to other times.
No, but, like, hasn't it been insanely hot?
Not for a while.
Oh, has it?
No, spring was.
But doesn't it slow down this time of year, and then it'll pick back up in the spring?
No, I mean, from now until Thanksgiving, I think you'll see activity. After Thanksgiving, especially if there's snow on the ground, it'll slow down. But it will be...
Just because nobody wants to move when it's cold?
Pretty much. Yeah. Do you want to be out moving when it's freezing cold?
No.
Gross out? But, you know, people that sell and move in the winter are people that have to. For some reason, they're not just doing it because
they got a new job.
They got a job or divorce or something. So,
how many of your clients are off of a divorce? Like 25%, 30%? Divorce has to be great for the realtor market.
Probably 20%.
Do you cheer for marriages to fail?
They do say 4 D's. I think there's 4 of them that drive our business, which would be death. Someone died.
Somebody dies, you got to get rid of the house, even if it is
death. Death, disease, an illness or something, they got to sell. Divorce and debt. Those are your 4 D's that really drive a lot of decisions. Obviously, another big one is jobs.
Yeah.
Relocations.
Have you ever had a house that's haunted?
I've never seen a ghost, but I've had a couple houses that I felt like, weirded out to be in.
Have you ever had a person want to get rid of the house because they think it's haunted?
No, but I have had many people that don't want to live in a house where anyone's ever died.
Yeah, I get it.
Or close to a cemetery or things like that. That's happened.
Yeah, so I wouldn't want to live near a cemetery.
The divorce one could be awkward. I just had some clients of mine I helped them buy a house 3 years ago, 2-3 years ago. Helped them buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me back fairly recently and said, hey, we're thinking about selling. Do you want to come meet with us? And then the minute I stepped inside the door – like, you could just, like, tell. Like, no one was saying anything, but it was like, I was talking to the husband a little bit, and then the wife came up, and then I could just tell the atmosphere was weird, right? And then she looks at him and is like, did you tell him? And then they said, we're getting a divorce and stuff.
It reminds me of the Seinfeld.
Those situations are tough because it's like, oh, well, that sucks, but let's talk about the house.
Have you seen that Seinfeld episode where the Drake gets married, and they all go in and buy him the big screen TV?
Yeah. Yeah, then what happens?
Yeah, and then they divorce, and instead they think they're getting the TV back, and then he gives it to, like, charity instead.
Yeah.
They're really ticked off about it.
If you're a real estate agent and do it long enough, you do become part shrink, it seems like, at times. People like to tell you a lot of stuff. So, you know, but, hey, regardless of circumstances, we got a job to do.
Got a job to do.
It's what we do.
That's good stuff. I'm excited because I won the bet this week. I won the picks bet.
First time in a long time for you, I think.
This is the first time I've won. I've been hanging around in the middle a lot this year, and Charter lost. So
I wasn't horrible. I was one game away from being a winning record.
What was I, like, 3-2?
4-1.
I was 4-1. Oh,
I mean, I was 2-3. You know, that's fair. One coin toss away from being 3-2.
And the standings are tight right now. So Charter,
what do we got going on here?
11-9-1. I'm 10-10-1, and Williams is 10-11. So that was big for you to get back in.
Yeah, I needed that.
You were getting your butt kicked.
It's important for me to be in the lead because that lead is the tiebreaker now.
It is. It is.
It's nice to have
that. Oh, it is. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yep. In case it's needed. So.
Well, that's good.
You guys feel strong about your picks this week?
I'm still going through them right now.
Well, about that.
Chris is going to look his up here as we're talking.
You know what? Like,
do you want me? So you got me. I'm looking at it.
You
want
to take the shot before?
It's in our fridge. You claim to have gone nice on me.
Yeah,
today.
This isn't bad. This isn't bad. The only reason it's bad is because you don't like vegetables.
Not a big fan.
Yeah, so I want to give a shout out. And this he doesn't pay for this advertising, but I just really love this product, and he's a phenomenal guy, and he listens to our podcast. And Corey over there at the juice company.
Yeah, like I go there all the time.
It's just stone's throw.
Oh, Corey's the guy who's always making the shakes.
No, and I've been there. It's always been girls.
Oh, really?
I went in there once, and it was also girls. Yeah. I've
been there like 4 or 5 times. I've never seen him.
No, it must be just when I go in there, I just happen to catch him. But he. He's a Cyclone fanatic, great guy. We got some green Nirvanas what we're drinking here. I love these. It's like the most healthy.
So this does not look – what I'm looking at in the fridge, we have a glass door fridge here so I can see right through it.
Yeah.
It's also green, but it's a much darker green.
Well,
than
I had
I'm
him blend
drinking.
That up special for you. So what that is wheatgrass.
I don't understand why this is bad. I've had shots of wheatgrass before. There's nothing bad about wheatgrass.
No, listen.
You're soft on this.
Listen. You're soft.
It's wheatgrass mixed with kale and spinach. However, there's chunks of wheatgrass. So, like, not only does he like
there's like actual grass.
So this is like less miles eating grass.
Yeah, there's actual grass that has not been blended up.
I will tell you that I
don't think this sounds bad even a little bit.
Several years ago, I had a meeting at a health place, whatever, and the guy said, "You got to try this." And he was a big fan of wheatgrass shots.
This is the
healthiest. And I had one, and it literally tasted like grass.
Yeah.
Like I was eating grass.
I've done this. Corey will give me wheatgrass shots after I work out. I always stop in there. I take them all the time. And they're kind of disgusting, but they're amazing for you.
You should be healthier than you are with all the delicious, nutritious drinks. You just got sick again.
No, it's freaking –
he just said that. The other day he texted me. He's like, "Sorry, man. I've been down with the flu." Yeah, I'm like, shocker that you're sick again.
Gray knows this. My daughter has been vomiting.
That's crazy.
For like two straight weeks. Now, knock on wood, she has not puked since Sunday.
You've been giving her wheatgrass?
No, but it – the poor thing. She's not sick anymore either, okay? Like, she's got, like, acid reflux type deal.
I'll take the rest of that.
Hey, let me pour that in there because I need to make sure you get some chunks. That's the key.
So, my wife took my daughter.
I really am taking it easy on you, by the way. This won't be that bad. But go ahead, girl.
Well, tell the reason why you're taking it easy on me. What were you going to do?
Yeah, well, I was going to make him do a laxative because I was pooping water for like 48 straight hours earlier in the week.
TMI, buddy.
And plus, jeez, you guys made fun of me with the laxative thing.
Yeah.
Remember from Minnesota for so long?
Yeah, we remember.
So I was going to give Charter a taste of his own medicine, but then he texted me last night. He's like, "Hey, I need to record a little earlier. I got a big meeting in Waukee." And I didn't – like, I'm too good of a friend, despite the bet, to make Charter just be crapping all day long.
I appreciate that,
because I kind of feel like these bets, like, it should just be we come in here, we take the shot, and it's over. It shouldn't have lasting effects on our day.
No.
I'd be pissed if I had to do a laxative and then I got a meeting or
did your wife did your wife kiss you last week after you took your shot?
I don't think she's kissed me in the last week.
Did you see that thing one of our listeners posted on the forums about what goes into caffeine dog food?
Yeah, he made
that
sure
was horrible.
He made sure and actually PM me, "Hey, make sure you read what I just posted."
That's actually not that chunky, so you're really getting.
So this looks like I would describe it like if you went to a golf course. You know how you have those ponds, and they just got that layer of crap on the top, like that mossy crap.
Like, look at me and point it out.
So if I scooped, like, if I took this glass and scooped pond water off, this looks like that, pretty much.
Yeah, it's.
I'm gonna smell it. Yeah, it smells like grass.
If now, having said all this, if you wouldn't have told, if I didn't know you well enough, like, I know you don't like healthy things, you just don't.
Not like that.
And I told Corey this, and he's just like, "Oh, Charter," he's like, "he doesn't like the vegetables, huh?" And I was like, "No, that's why it's perfect." But I'll tell you this, like, that's the most healthy thing you'll ever put in your body.
I'm more of a fruit guy.
Well,
like,
there's
fruit.
There ain't no fruit in that. It's grass.
Speaking of non-healthy things,
spinach.
Can I get the rest of that, by the way, when you're done? That looks tasty.
Speaking of non-healthy things, I'm going to chase it with Mountain Dew. So, all right, I'm ready to do this.
All right, take it down.
Cheers to you, fellas. Great
just drink it too.
It's delicious.
All right, there we go. All right, my mic's in my way.
How can you not like that? I actually think it tastes good.
That's gross. It really does taste like grass.
Yeah. Well, again, I think I was pretty easy on you.
I do feel healthier, though.
As he chugs a Mountain Dew.
Listen,
I'm kind of taking the same approach that Mark did 2 weeks ago, like, with me. Like, that was my first win. I can't go all in on something horrible.
See, I've already done bad things to Gray. So if I win again and Gray loses again, I have no reason to.
Honestly, I enjoyed your wife's breast milk.
Yeah.
So that didn't bother me.
Sweet.
And then the pickle juice one really wasn't that bad, I didn't think. So.
Yeah, I haven't been that mean to you.
No,
I
you really haven't.
I really
haven't.
So the only person I've been mean to is Gray, which is fitting.
Thanks to Corey, and go buy some smoothies from Corey. He's a great guy.
They're on First Street.
First Street, yeah.
Here in Ankeny.
Just opened
close
up.
Close to our office.
I don't know, a couple months ago or.
Yeah, they're right by the like subway.
I actually may have been here longer than that, but yeah, they're really good people over there.
I'm enjoying this green smoothie, whatever it is.
It's a green Nirvana. That's my favorite.
It actually is tasty.
That's my favorite when I go in there.
I do the one that
they have a cool pumpkin one too for the seasonal. I like.
You love pumpkin.
Love pumpkin.
Are you into your cups, as Dan Patrick would say now, with the fall beers? Have you switched over?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm in.
What's your favorite? Some Oktoberfest?
Yeah, I like all the Oktoberfest pretty much, but I really enjoy the Exile one.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge Exile beer guy, but I like their Oktoberfest for some reason. I had the Confluence one last night over at Founders.
Yeah.
I haven't the pumpkin beers haven't really come out yet. Like, it's weird. Like, I wonder if there's a downside of the pumpkin beers right now, because I haven't seen as many of them this year. Have you, Gray?
I haven't been out looking, to be honest with you. I haven't bought beer in a while. I bought a lot of beer about a month ago, and
I've been doing a lot more whiskey.
Yeah. Welcome to my world, buddy.
Yeah, like, I just...
You're a man.
I kind of just doing the Jack Daniels anymore, way more often than I am beer.
Any ice? Just Jack?
No, I do the ice.
You got
and then
ice,
I put some...
Especially with Jack.
I put some...
I don't know
Coke
how you guys do it.
Coke Zero.
Dude, if it's Gentleman's Jack, I'll do it on the rocks. But the regular Jack, yeah. I need some.
I don't mix anything in my whiskey. Although I don't drink Jack on the rocks. But I.
What do you drink on the rocks?
Like, because different kinds of scotch.
Jack is not made to drink on the rocks.
No, like, I will do a Gentleman's Jack on the rocks.
Gentleman's Jack or the single barrel Jack is really good on the rocks.
Do you guys truly like the taste?
I like Jack. I don't like Crown though. It's weird.
Some of them I do. Some of them not as much. But for me, it gives you a nice buzz without the beer feel. You know how beer kind of makes you sometimes feel like bloated or big?
Yeah.
I've just been doing it, like, because I work
relaxing.
A lot at night after I get Cammy to sleep, you know? And my wife, like, it's just, it's kind of my routine now. I get Cameron to sleep, and then I work for 2 hours. And, in the day, I used to drink 3 Busch Lights.
Yeah.
And that's terrible for you. Now, I know drinking a full thing of whiskey isn't good for you, but it's a hell of a lot better than what I used to do.
Yeah. Isn't it supposed to be good for colds, and yet you get sick all the time?
That's what Gray always says.
Yeah. No, you don't think?
No, absolutely. True. There's a reason I never get sick.
You know what I bought? I bought some, when I was down in Mississippi last year, I stocked up on moonshine.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that a lot.
I can honestly
heated
say
up.
I've never drank moonshine.
Oh, I got a bunch down in my basement.
Never drank
it. And then some guy came to the office last year because he heard me talking about how much I like moonshine.
Yeah.
And some guy gave me like 3 jars of moonshine.
You trust it to drink?
That's why I don't know what to do. Because it's like, would that guy try and kill me?
Probably. He's probably wondering why you're not dead
yet. I don't
know
who he is.
He probably thinks you got scarlet fever because of what he gave
you.
Probably. I don't know.
Next time you go to Mississippi, I need to go with you based on a picture you sent me. So let me know.
Some good times down. I actually, you know, we do that SEC trip. We can't do it this year because our schedules aren't working. We're going to go to Bedlam instead.
Yep.
However, I was saying the other day to the guy, why don't we just go to Oxford every year? Why do we need to even try these other SEC schools?
It sounds like you already hit the jackpot down there.
Jeez, Oxford is gold. However, I think they're getting ready for a downtick because they're going to be on probation.
Yeah.
So they better may not go to Oxford for a few more years.
You think it's wrong if a player says that he actually was getting paid to go there? You think they can get in trouble for that?
I appreciate the honesty, man.
I've heard stories, too, just assistant coaches that I know.
Yeah.
And, like, the cheating that was going on at Ole Miss was just so blatant. Like, I've heard stories of, like, Ole Miss assistants and stuff just going up and handing, like, Latron Treadwell cash at, like, Under Armour events and crap like that. Yep. Like, just so blatant, like, not even trying to
people that
hide it.
Don't think that goes on or as naive as
the thing
gets.
Is, I honestly, Mark, don't think it's as rampant as, like, we think. But, like,
well, not here.
No, but, like, down south, like, the ones who are doing it, like, they give zero craps.
So dude,
if you're a top 50 recruit and you're going to a Southern school, SEC type school, you're getting money.
I don't even think, like, the Bamas of the world are cheating that
they
much.
They don't have to.
Yeah. I think it's like these rogue.
Ole Miss did to get to where they were,
yeah,
though.
That's my deal. It's like the Baylors. It's the Ole Misses. It's these traditional programs that are always decent to crappy, and then all of a sudden they're good. That's when it makes you.
Oh, yeah, out of nowhere. Then this was, like, what, 3 years ago, 2 years ago? Out of nowhere, Ole Miss had the best recruiting class in the country?
Yep.
Out of nowhere?
I would have wondered.
Makes no sense.
Think
dude.
About, like, Oklahoma State back in the day. They weren't very good. Iowa State was beating them consistently, and all of a sudden, what was Les Miles?
Yeah.
And their football team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, well,
I thought you were going to go Travis Ford on basketball because he's getting 5 stars.
I don't know.
Well, look at Western Kentucky for basketball now.
Yeah.
They have a 5-star committing to Western Kentucky for basketball.
That's insane.
I'm sorry. They're cheating.
Would it Ben Simmons and LSU?
That one was a little different, but I'm sure they cheated still. But did the coach have, like, a relationship with the dad of Ben Simmons? I mean,
it was an AAU type of tie. But come on, you know that – oh, that's just convenient that that guy got placed there. Yeah. What about – the best is my – and this wasn't cheating. Mario Chalmers' dad getting the job at Kansas.
We talked about this on the podcast yesterday.
Oh, did you really?
On the trail, yeah.
Dude, it's been going on forever, though.
Iowa State's offered that five-star from Memphis, and his dad coaches at Memphis because they hired him because he has got two older brothers that are really good, too.
Yeah.
I said, Promu's called the dad up, double salary, get him here.
Yeah.
I mean,
it would work.
Play the game, man. It's not illegal.
It would work. It would work.
No, I thought they did
Prom
something.
Prom doesn't strike me as the type of guy that wants to do those things.
No, Steve won't. He's he's pretty straight-laced.
Do it, Steve.
All right. Should we make some picks?
Yeah, let's do our picks this week.
All right. I'm going this is called Underdog Week.
Underdog
for me.
I like
We're going five underdogs.
Nice.
All of them.
I love it.
All of them.
Money line you're taking, right?
Yeah, money line. Nope. Let's start in the Big 12 here. They score a heck of a lot of points. I think at least 55 in every game they played so far this year. Texas Tech, Red Raiders. I got them plus 7 against Kansas State.
It's 7.5, I think.
I'll take that.
You'll like
that
a lot.
I'll gladly take that hook.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Sarah?
Hey, it's Sarah.
Hi, guys.
Hi. She just, this is what she does. She comes
to Okay, what was your pick?
K-State, or Texas Tech, apparently 7.5, plus 7.5 over K-State.
Jeez, you're going against the vampire.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. The spread, yes. Oh. K-State can still win that game.
I actually, this was one of my, this was my last pick, but I will take K-State minus 7.5 in that one.
Interesting, okay.
First off, Texas Tech on the road is terrible. Patrick Mahomes day-to-day probably might not be playing.
Their backup looked good, though.
I don't care. Kingsbury is a terrible coach.
Good looking, though.
Yeah, he's great looking.
He is a bad coach.
Their defense is not good. Kansas State's got the best defense in the Big 12. Should have won at Morgantown last week. Could not score in the red zone. They lost a heartbreaker.
Yep.
Give me Kansas State to win it by 14.
I'll go with a 14-point underdog. Arkansas to cover at home, prime time against Bama. I think that Bama's really good, obviously, but I also think that, you know, the SEC prime time.
I'm on that game, by the way, too.
You're going the other way?
No, I'm going with you.
You're going with me? Okay.
Yeah, that's one of my games.
That seems like a 10-point game tops to me. Arkansas is too good. That environment will be nuts.
They'll be up.
And Bama, really, like, the final scores have looked really impressive this year, but they have struggled at times, too.
Yep.
And you got a young quarterback going in there.
Have they really struggled, or does it seem like they're struggling because Saban will go crazy when they're up, like, three touchdowns?
Well, yeah, but even like that, I watched that Kentucky game, which they won it.
About, like, 44?
Yeah, like, they ended up killing them. But, like, you watch, like, the first quarter, like, I don't know. Like, I don't think they've been tested that much either.
14 seems way too generous.
Yeah, so I'm gonna take Arkansas there.
Okay. Both of you, you got that too?
I'm on it.
All right, I'm going to stake in the SEC. Home game for Florida playing against LSU. Florida's a three-point dog. Their defense is really good, and LSU's offense is really, really bad. I don't care how good Ed Orgeron is or whatever, but I'll take Florida as a three-point dog in that game.
I'm betting that game too. I want the under at 41.
Is there any chance that that game won't happen? So if you guys need a backup pick,
I think that over on that side of the state,
it's
they should
fine.
Be fine. Uh-huh. I would guess. Now, however, if that is the case, then we can address it.
The Miami game may be in trouble.
I'm a little more concerned about that one.
Yeah.
All right. Back to me.
Back to you.
And again, Florida's up. But just quick analysis: their offense sucks too.
It does suck.
Bad offenses, two good defenses.
I think Florida's got a better coach, and it's at home.
I don't know why I'm picking this, other than simply the name thing. Which, again, they're not very good this year. But I'm going to take Notre Dame plus 3
I like that
in NC State.
It's down to 2.5.
Damn it.
Yeah, I got it too, though, at plus 2.5. It's one of my picks.
Okay.
You got that too?
NC State's not that good.
I like it. I don't, but I'm not going to take it.
That one seems odd because I believe Notre Dame started as like a 3-point favorite.
Yeah, I mean, they might have, and I still think they're a better team. And if Notre Dame's getting points, I'm going to take that, but. Yeah. NC State, that's one of those games they may show up.
I'm going to stay in the SEC.
NC State lost to East Carolina. Yeah.
This is my third SEC pick. I think they're a team of destiny. They just have too much weird crap happening in their favor.
I smell Tennessee coming.
Yeah, so I'm going to take the plus 7. Even if they lose, like, I think they're going to lose by 3 or 6. I'm gonna take the points at
it's
Texas A&M.
6.5, buddy.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And then I don't want it then.
Okay. I'm just trying to be fair here.
That's fine. I got it at 7 earlier this morning.
That damn hook is ruined.
I'm not. There's absolutely no way I'm taking it at 6.5 because they could easily lose that game by 7.
I did that last week with Iowa State when it changed by that half point, and it didn't matter, obviously, or the 2 weeks ago.
If Tennessee's down in the game by 28 in the first half, it's not over, is it?
Hell no, it's not over. That's why I say they're like a team of destiny. It's weird.
Not when you get the Hail Mary.
They remind me a little bit, like, and it's totally different level, but, like, Iowa kept having weird crap happen, and they ended up undefeated.
Yep.
You know, like, every week something stupid would happen, and they'd stay undefeated. And I kind of feel like Tennessee's that type of
team.
The
only difference is Tennessee's beating, like, top 25 teams. Yeah, Iowa's, beating Northwestern.
Well, that's what I mean. It's, like, at a totally different level, but
you're comparing CIML to Clarinda. Come on.
I just burped up.
Last
Kentucky
time I
Bluegrass,
checked, Clarinda's 1-0 against the CIML in the history of the program. But
Johnson was 2A back then, buddy.
Well, I'm just
the worst
saying.
Part about these shots that we take is the burps. Like, then you relive it.
Yeah, dude, I was that
dude,
pickle
that
juice.
That wasn't even
bad. The pickle juice.
Yeah, it tastes like grass.
For a guy who doesn't like vegetables, that's a bad shot.
Yeah, I don't.
Shots for next week.
That's there you go. You can. There's a little bit left in there.
All right, Sarah's
so
picking
soft.
The shots for next week.
So soft.
You need to give me a minute to catch up.
Okay, I'll roll with another one here. I've got two left to give. I am going to – it is the Red River Shootout. Close game. Typically, last 2 years it has been. Texas plus 10.5.
It's actually 11 now. You like that?
I like that even better.
Yep.
Give me that extra point.
There you go.
Yep.
I like that a lot better when it opened up at like 7.5. I liked Oklahoma that. I won't touch it now.
Yep. Yep.
Because last year, Texas was horrible.
And won.
And they won that game.
Yep.
Let's see here. I'm
ready to go.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Can I have Auburn at -2.5 at Mississippi State?
It's SEC week for you over there.
Well, I mean, come on.
Auburn at what? -2.5?
-2.5. They're going to win that game by a field goal.
At Mississippi State.
Mississippi State's awful.
Yeah, they are.
And I think Malzahn sucks too, but if he loses that game, he may get fired.
It'd be very Gene Chizik-esque. We're like, you think he's great because he's in the national championship game 2 years later.
Don't you think he could get fired if they would lose that game?
Dude, if Wes Miles can get fired.
Yeah. He's knock, knock, knocking on the door.
You're probably right. I'm going to stick in the ACC for me. I'm going to take North Carolina -1.5 at home against Virginia Tech. Game opened at 6.5, moved all the way down to 1.5. Don't really get it.
That's a big swing.
North Carolina just had a big emotional win at Florida State. I think they're actually just a pretty good team. I think they're pretty solid. I'll take the 1.5 in that one.
Okay.
You just like Chizik. Isn't he still their D coordinator?
Oh, yeah.
Over there. This last one falls under the category of a no-brainer, and that means I could lose 50% chance of that. I don't get this line at all other than one
That's
team is
scary.
Good. Here you go.
Anytime you don't understand the line.
The Oregon Ducks are getting 9 points at home against Washington. I have to take the Ducks +9.
I wouldn't touch that game, but if I had to, I would go with you.
Oregon's
sucks.
Horrible this year.
Yeah, they suck.
They're still Oregon.
They suck.
They're still going to score points.
You might get fired.
Washington hasn't won there in forever.
I'm telling you, that's a lot of points to give to a team like that at home.
I agree. Washington looked unbelievable against Stanford.
Maybe they blew their wad.
They could have. I won't touch that one.
I wouldn't bet your money with it, but if I had to, I would go with Oregon.
Yep.
Williams, you still have 2 more picks to go.
Give me Utah -10 over Rich Rod in Arizona.
Okay.
It's a believer in the Utes.
Utah had a tough loss against Cal last week.
Yeah. I like a bounce back game at home.
So we got.
I don't think Arizona's very good.
We'll go 3 straight Pac-12. I think this line is a little off just because they got killed last week, but I'll take Stanford -7.5 at home against Wazoo. I mean, I think they're way too physical for a
bounce back game.
For a why can't I think of Washington State's Leach coach team? I think they just beat the living hell out of them.
I hope they win by 7.
I'm gonna keep.
I'm not worried about that at all. I think they pound them into the ground.
All right,
I'm gonna keep with they've been very good to me. The Vikings are not giving up more than 10 points a game. I think they can beat Houston by a touchdown.
-7?
It's at 6.5.
Okay.
So I'm going to stick with my team.
Ride or die.
Yeah, the Vikings, they look really good. I just can't believe that they're doing this without Teddy Bridgewater. The great, great Teddy Bridgewater.
Maybe the greatest ever.
They made a great trade.
Speaking of the greatest ever.
I don't think it'd matter. I think they'd still be undefeated.
Thomas Brady's back this week.
They would not be undefeated with Sean Hill.
they maybe would have lost to the Packers.
Yeah, they would not have beaten the
Packers.
They would not have beaten the Packers.
I bet Gray's last pick is Patriots minus 10.5 over the Browns.
Sean Hill's okay for a couple weeks. You can't win a Super Bowl.
Oh, did you?
I took because I took the same as you. I took Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And I took the opposite, the Kansas State game.
I hope Tom Brady wins another Super Bowl and then just – For the pleasure of being able to take the trophy from the commissioner at the end of the year.
I would root for that as long as he doesn't beat the Vikings.
You know that Belichick lost that game on purpose for Brady, right?
To make him seem better?
Stop. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. 100%.
100%.
100% lost.
Shut out by the Bills at home.
You and your jealousy of Brady is just...
Man.
Hey, by the way, do I look even a little bit right for not crowning Andrew Luck when all the rest of you are all over him? All over his nuts.
His career isn't over yet.
How much of it is the fault of having three rookies on his offensive line?
It's at fault. It is at fault. I'm not. I actually think Andrew Luck's a good quarterback. I just don't think he's elite at this point, like everyone else.
I don't want to. I'm so. Sick
what's he been in the? What's
Gray
he been in the league though?
Andrew Luck.
4 years.
This has been going on for two.
5 years.
No, it's been going on since he was for about 4 or 5 years.
The hottest quarterback is Tom Brady.
Yeah, it's
no
question.
No, Jimmy Brady's. Garoppolo.
Tom Brady's by far the hottest quarterback.
Yeah, look it up.
Sarah's like, who's Jimmy Garoppolo?
She's all over her phone right now.
Is Janine Garoppolo's brother?
Can we talk about, since we're kind of heading to the fourth quarter here of the podcast, how pathetically bad Sweet Caroline is to play between?
Yeah, we need to hear this take.
Go for it. Yeah.
What was this take?
No, listen, you guys. I give you guys crap for overreacting to stuff that does not
smoke
matter,
on the water.
Right? Smoke on the water uniforms. Listen, Sweet Caroline, when they played that against Baylor. Pull up other pictures. That's not a good picture, Jimmy G.
None of these are.
Jimmy G.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Adam, that guy's not good looking
Adam,
at all, is he?
Please deliver the Sweet Caroline take.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody in Jack Trey Stadium thought the same thing. Oh, shit, here we go again.
Yeah.
No,
everybody.
I agree.
Every single – we're trying to change the culture, right?
Your point is that we're celebrating before we should celebrate because it's kind of a celebratory song.
It brings back this loser mentality, this losing culture, because every time – when was the last time they played that against a good team in the fourth quarter when we had the lead and we went on to win? I seriously want someone to tell me this.
Well, when was the last time we were ahead in the fourth quarter of a good team?
Has it ever happened?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I honestly don't know. And here's the thing. You can play that song afterwards – after we win, and I'm okay with it because they do it in basketball too. So that's not really a Paul Rhodes. Yeah. That's an Iowa State tradition.
Yeah.
But in basketball, do they ever play Sweet Caroline?
I'm pretty sure that Pollard is the guy who wanted Sweet Caroline originally.
Well, then Pollard.
Because I think he likes the song. I really think that.
I like the song too.
I agree. It doesn't. Like, I don't have any problem with the song. I think the crowd likes the song, but the placement of the song is odd.
I agree with you.
Save it for a win.
I'm fine with it after a win.
It literally just feels like. Oh, shit, here we go again. Not only that, but the place is electric. Iowa State's up 2 touchdowns, and that song is not electric. That song doesn't pump anyone up. Going into the fourth quarter, that crowd was dead. And why? Because of Sweet Caroline. I'm sorry. Who's up there? Who do we need to call?
Well, hands.
I can't say anything. All the marketing
touching
people hate
hands.
Me,
so. Well, then I'll say it. Tell me the name, and I'll call
reaching out. Touching me. Touching you.
It's a great song. I like this song.
Sweet Caroline. Bop, bop, bop.
You kind of do sound like Neil.
I do a good Neil Diamond impersonation. Yeah.
If we win and they play that, I will be arm in arm with people singing that. That'd be great.
The problem Iowa State has is they're always trying to, like, they see something cool at another venue and they're like, oh, we should do that.
Copy it.
Because that's what the Red Sox do.
Baseball. It's and baseball. Then, it's not football.
Well, and then, like, we used to do the jump around at the third quarter. Well, Wisconsin does that.
Yeah.
Like, we got to find, like, our own thing.
You know what I don't mind? Like, we're already on record saying, okay, the chance from Smoke on the Water to Thunderstruck has been okay. And
no,
they
it's
did,
not. It's been terrible.
No, it's been okay in that it's not Smoke on the Water.
I'd rather Smoke on the Water.
And
like,
I do
the
think
new
last week.
I
do think last week.
I don't care
they,
about
they,
the entrance.
Well, here's a point about it, though. I do think last week they actually turned up the volume a little bit.
Did it help? I can't tell in the press box.
Yeah, I think it did. But while I don't like Thunderstruck, I do like the part where they're showing the highlights and that song. Like, that alone would be a good enough entry. Like, that gets people jacked up. You're seeing, like, before the storm thing breaks in or whatever. I don't have any problem with that.
I agree.
The song is good. The video's good.
I do agree with Adam's greater point that if you win, that people will be more excited for the entrance, no matter what.
It's all that really matters. Just win.
I can't get over the fact that they picked an AC/DC song. Like, to me, that is so...
So close. Little brother?
Oh, it's just, like, I cannot fathom, like... who in the Jacobson building thought that was a good idea? Yeah. Like, I cannot imagine.
Wouldn't you
why.
Love to know what the possibilities were?
Oh,
like
the
list?
That just,
made the...
There are literally millions of songs that have been created.
Yeah.
And you pick AC/DC.
But at least they changed it, right? You're trying to change the culture. So they changed that. They're not changing Sweet Caroline. They're still leaving that. That's what I don't get. I don't understand
I wouldn't
that.
Be surprised if it goes by the wayside, though. I think these little things do get noticed. And it's a letdown. You have again. It's a feel good celebratory song.
And just for this,
and it's in the wrong spot.
And then you take a nap after you stand up and bump, but then you sit down in your chair.
The smartass who's going to tell us we realized they didn't lose because of the song.
No, I'm convinced they did.
No, but you know what's funny though is there are people like I was literally all I was doing on Saturday night on Twitter was just having it was a tough day and I was having fun with it. You know, like.
Yep.
That's all it was. Like, I don't care. Like, it's not a – just like the entrance song. Like, am I losing sleep over that? Absolutely not. But, like, the amount of people tweeting me back, you realize they didn't lose because of a song, right? Like, there's a lot of people who don't understand sarcasm.
Yeah, no, trust me, I get this. The one thing I tweeted out to and a couple people came back to me, at some point I want Iowa State to be able to overcome a horrible call in a game and win it anyway.
You got to have a winning culture.
So that we just forget about it. That non-offsides call was so bad, and it completely changed the game. And I don't care what anyone says. It changed the game.
It absolutely did.
At some point, step up and make a play so we forget about it, so we don't even talk about the offsides call again.
There were three calls in that game that I thought were just egregious. The missed holding call they had when Russell ran for like 18 yards and they scored a touchdown on the next play.
Complete obvious holding right in front of the ref.
And there was just two guys. Yep. I mean, it was literally in front of the ref. It's the only thing he could have seen.
He was staring right at it.
And two, the Mike Warren got face masked. Mm-hmm. This one didn't have a big impact on the game because I think Iowa State went on to score anyways. But like, I'm just sitting. Any amateur in the top row can see that he had his face mask grabbed. Those are the type of calls. I get a lot of like the missed pass interference. A lot of it's subjective and stuff like that. But
some
that
aren't.
Hold, the freaking offsides and a face mask should never
the
be
offsides
missed.
Can't
you can't
be
miss
missed.
Offsides. No. You can't miss offsides. I mean, you can't.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, everybody missed it. Like, you can say one guy missed a call, but all the rest are wide. I mean,
only
I realize
that guy on the side, though. It's his call. It's one guy. It's his call.
The back judge can't make that call.
Yeah, and the guy on the other side can't make it either.
Clearly, they can't make that call. But in certain instances, and you see this if you watch a lot of football on a weekend, there are a lot of times where a guy is literally right next to a wide receiver and a D-back, and there's pass interference happening, and he does nothing. And then the flag comes from 30 yards away from someone that's much farther off.
I think one
why wasn't the guy right there watching it throwing it?
I think the – did you guys watch Louisville and Clemson?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Great game. Did Clemson's defensive backs not just get away with utter murder the entire night? That
absolutely.
Game? Oh, my God.
Absolutely. If I watch that game, you can't tell me Louisville's not a top four team in the country.
Oh, well, I mean, they've got the best player in the country, and they hung right there, and I think Clemson's probably a top four team.
So. I allegedly might have had a wager on that game. Well, I did for our podcast. That was one of my picks. And could there have been a worse effort how that game ended when the guy needed to pick up the first down?
Oh, I know.
It's very Sam Richardson-esque.
You've got to get the first down, man.
Gray's all about the personal attacks today.
You got one goal.
Jeez. All right, we gotta wrap it up. Mark has to get to a meeting.
Do we have any plans for 100 yet that you can reveal, like coming up? That's like 2 weeks.
We're gonna be doing a get together.
Yeah.
At Thunderhead, everyone's invited. Big Fallcast party. Turn your calendar Friday.
Williams is convinced nobody's coming.
No, I'm convinced they'll come to the party. I don't think anybody wants to go on a Friday night to listen to us do a podcast. I think they'd rather have beers with us.
Why can't they do both?
Why would you come?
Can't they do both?
The podcast is going to be dated by the time you post it because there's a game the next day.
The great thing about the Fallcast, though, the only thing that will be dated is the picks. Everything else we talk about is never dated.
Nobody wants to. Nobody's going to come and
boom. We'll tweet.
Listen to us
do
a live podcast. That doesn't make any sense.
Hey, people that are listening right now, go on the forums when he uploads this. Put if you'd like to come on. We'll have some Fallcast people.
And
on,
frankly,
on.
I'd rather just hang out with fans and not have to work at that point. Because I mean, are you going to put the damn thing online afterwards? Are you gonna do
put
all
it up the next day?
Like, then it's really dated.
Damn. Gee, come on, guys.
Well, you know what? We can figure this out. Regardless,
we're going to have
a party
at some point
at Thunderhead in Ankeny.
So
Friday,
if we make it to our 100th episode,
like, who the hell do we think we are? We think people want to sit around? Like, it's not like it's going to be broadcast throughout the whole thing. You think people are going to huddle around us and our podcast equipment?
Yes, it was going to be broadcast. I have all the equipment set up for speakers. They'll be there.
Gray knows people.
I've already got it all set up, man.
Gray just wants to swear, so it goes out over the whole restaurant.
There's going to be like five dudes there and then a bunch of families having pizza on a Friday
Some
night.
Mom's going to come up. Who are you cussed?
I mean, you act,
said you said
you act like we're Dan Patrick.
I'm not acting like we're Dan Patrick. It's a hunt. Jeez.
You guys, people like you. I get leads.
Thank you.
People like us, Sarah says.
There you go. That's
it's a Friday night, October 28th. Friday, October 28th. People want to get together.
Is that the night before homecoming?
Yes.
Okay.
So people are in town anyway. If you build it, they will come.
Chris just doesn't want to have to sign any more autographs. He's tired of it.
Chris does this for every event that we're ever
having. He poo-poos it all.
He literally is like, God, Gray, I don't know if anyone's going to show up. And people always show up. They always do, Chris?
I think people will show up for the podcast event. I don't think that they care to listen to us do a podcast.
Well, then they don't have to listen. They can drink beers and wait till we get off, and then we'll
drink beers
with them.
Then you guys can do your own podcast, and I'm going to drink beer with the people.
Why can't we drink beer while we podcast?
I'm pretty sure we can.
Well, I'm definitely doing that if it's on a Friday night. If I have to go work on a Friday night, I'm drinking.
You call me the old man. You're the old grouch.
This is not work.
All right, Mark, you got to go to your meeting.
I do.
And luckily, you don't have to
I don't have to poop.
Later.